This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. We've added some things in there and stuff for you to take a look at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we use and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we're going to start out with the big story that came out yesterday. Now, remember the director of cybersecurity that was let go by the president, and then he came back, and he's had a little bit of a kickback towards the president with some things that he said?
Oh, right, right.
We now know that we have been under attack. We've been getting hacked, and it's been going on consistently. All the government agencies, there are no exceptions to the rule, what we found out yesterday, since about March of this year, and it seems to me that this guy was in charge of cybersecurity at that time.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we're learning a lot more about this massive hack that was centered around mostly the network management software from a company called SolarWinds, which I think a lot of the U.S. government uses. Even Microsoft now, Captain, we understand, says that they found some malicious software in its own systems, although I think they're saying they weren't used to attack others, basically. But this thing was floating around out there, to say the least, for quite some time, and this was a massive, massive thing. One of their statistic I saw was some 18,000 different places may have downloaded the software, which had this back door in it.
And this might be the reason why this guy was let go. Obviously, the president wouldn't say anything like this. They wouldn't let the cat out of the bag. But now that we're finding out about all this stuff, this just might be the reason why he's no longer the cybersecurity director.
That could very, very well be.
Because you wouldn't be doing much of your job if you'd allowed all this to take place, now would you?
Well, exactly, exactly. And is this the same person who said there was no other kind of intrusion? Or anything?
He even mentioned about the elections that had the safest and the cleanest and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. Well, that's obviously not the case.
Well, exactly right, because this is being called the biggest hack in the last decade. So this is a significant national security event.
I'll one-up you. It's been called the biggest hack ever of all, not just a few, all of the government agencies, because they went after everything government.
Well, exactly right. So, yeah.
Russians, and maybe it wasn't.
Well, exactly. And, you know, not all that long ago, there was a major, major problem that went on for several hours. And this was just a few weeks ago, Captain.
I know.
Where everything on Microsoft Office, all that went down all across the board. And I remember that day because there was a lot of people ringing the phone off the hook on that.
Now, before we move on to what we're going to be talking about, which is the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story, which has gained a lot of traction in the last 72 hours. Apparently now in your state of California, some California Democrats have joined the GOP in backing plans to oust Governor Newsom with the recall effort.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, of course, as you know, Newt Gingrich has gotten involved in this. Our friend Tom Del Vecchio has done so much work on this and really spearheaded a lot of this, too. So kudos to Tom. This is could be gaining a lot of steam, Captain, and the reason being, I think, primarily is that Californians are very, very unhappy with the way that the governor is handling the COVID-19 issue. We've got the lockdowns continuing. You've got some people just in total rebellion, for lack of a better term, of these different lockdown orders. Judges are now, at least one has said this isn't right. So there's a lot going on, and especially at Christmas time, people are just losing their businesses. It's terrible.
Well, not only California, but also New York, and I don't hear him recalling Cuomo yet, although I would want to help do that, being a former New Yorker, because that guy up there is doing the same thing to New York that they're doing to California, and it's asinine, and there's no reason for it, especially with the outdoor places that you have there in California. And now you've got the DA that's releasing prisoners there, and in your county, Orange County, we're hearing the sheriff is saying, not on my watch.
Well, right. So again, everything just seems to be, upside down and going crazy. Who does these kinds of things? Who campaigns on these kinds of things? It's an alien idea that has come in, no doubt about it.
Okay. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so Kyle, you hang on. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden scandal, which has gotten a lot more traction. A lot of things going on here, and will there be a special counsel? Well, there just might be. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, we're just about a week away from Christmas, and it's not too late for you to order something special for someone that's in pain. Now, let me just make a suggestion. Relief Factor is something that you can get in about 2 to 3 days from the time you order it. Sometimes you can get it sooner if you want to pay the extra shipping and handling. But Relief Factor is definitely a part of an integrated health plan that helps my body with the pain that I have to deal with, as well as the inflammation. And it needs to be taken regularly for it to work. I take it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, to keep my situation in check, and it works. And one of the reasons it works is because of the combination of ingredients. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that all help to support the body's natural response to inflammation so that it lowers or eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain, which I really, really like. Now, a little while ago, I had to take a little extra Aleve because I had a problem with some swelling in another part of my body, which was totally unrelated to what my ankle is all about in the World Trade Center, et cetera, et cetera. But it worked. It worked. And simply put, this product works or I wouldn't be talking about it. So why not give the gift of a pain-free Christmas to somebody that you love? It's 100% drug-free. It's in a convenient packet. It comes in a convenient bag that you can use. It's Ziploc and all that. And you can start with a $19.95 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And even Santa likes Relief Factor.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Oh, my goodness. Senate.
All the way from the North Pole.
Yeah, well, no, he was doing a flyby. He's going to be doing a lot of practicing because, you know, it's really cold up in the north and it's been snowing up there. And it may be a little cool down here, but you can still come down here with a sleigh and land out on the beach and have a good time.
Absolutely. And he'll bring the sport model for that.
Yeah, he will. The sport model sleigh. Yep, and I've seen that. It's a pretty good sleigh. Mm-hmm. Now, what was his name? Bob Alinsky or something like that, the ex-associate
right. That
was on TV doing a lot of stuff. Well, he said that the ex-associate wanted Hunter Biden's dad, Joe, involved in the Chinese company that they set up to make it look like a family business. Now, we know that Hunter Biden got $1 million from Burisma to begin with, and then he got another $3 million from somebody else over in that neck of the woods, and then they went to China, and they got $1.5 billion, and then they got $3 billion. And, I mean, these people were just standing in a lot of money, and Hunter was not qualified to do anything that he got the money for.
Well, no, and in fact, you know, I think it's just been very well documented that, yeah, Hunter just seemed to be, his big qualification was his dad was the vice president. He got to go to places like China and Ukraine, obviously. And I heard a great comment earlier today, too, Captain, and that was, if Joe Biden was in charge of overseeing Ukraine for the Obama administration, how the heck did he not know that his son was doing stuff on a board with a Ukrainian energy company and, you know, all this stuff? I mean, it's just strange credulity to think that Joe Biden wasn't somehow involved in all this stuff.
The text messages that are coming out show that Joe Biden was involved and did have knowledge of it. But here's where we're going on here. Senator Tom Cotton is calling on Joe Biden to hold a press conference about the family's business interests and get this out there to either get it resolved or to let it take its own course. Because even though the president said that he's got nothing to do with the potential prosecution of Hunter Biden, which is all true, KT McFarland on television the other day, the former deputy national security director, I think that was her title, under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, she said that Hunter Biden should be investigated by a special counsel. And in the meantime, Rand Paul, wouldn't you know, opposes the Hunter Biden special counsel, but says a federal probe must continue, what they got going now, which everybody thinks Durham is involved in. But maybe he is and maybe he isn't.
Well, right, exactly. And I did see another comment by Joe Biden as well, Captain. He was being interviewed, I think, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and asked about Hunter Biden and so forth. And he says, the quote I have here is Biden says, "We have great confidence in our son. I'm not concerned about any accusations being made against him," basically. And I heard that, Captain, and I thought, well, Joe Biden wasn't too concerned about going out and campaigning either, so I don't know what to make of it when he's not super concerned about something. It might be something there.
Yeah, and then as if that's not enough to get something going, which you think there should be and there would be, we've got Eric Swalwell, and he continues to avoid any questions about his sex espionage, we'll call it that, episode that he's had with the Chinese spy. People have been trying to follow him and get him to say something, and he's just not saying anything. And that's not doing him any good or his party any good. And I believe right now, and if I were in charge, if I were the Nancy Pelosi or Charlie Schumer, whatever, if I was in charge, he would no longer be on the Intel Committee. He'd be gone and off it. It just so fast to make your head spin.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, we have to whisper when we say this, but basically, from Eric Swalwell, you know, it's classified, evidently. What kind of relationship he might have had with a potential Chinese spy, that's classified, evidently, and we just can't know anything, although it would be so simple for him to say, he could pull a Bill Clinton for all we care. He just needs to tell everybody he didn't have something going on with an alleged Chinese spy. It's just so simple.
Now, something else that's going on is there's a lot of noise being made once again about the defund the police, and Barack Obama said something the other day about that. Well, he wasn't really saying defund the police. They were saying reallocate the money somewhere else, but they did say defund the police, and the squad is out there in the middle of all this again, shouting out what they're shouting out. This guy down in Georgia, what the hell's his name? The Reverend there, Wharton, is that what his name is?
Yeah. Warnock.
Why can't I remember that name? That came from a movie by the name. There was a movie where the space people were the Warnocks. I think it was Planet of the Apes or something like that. But anyway, the Warnocks.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like Morlocks or something from the Time Machine. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and I've got a caller on the line. I believe I know who this is. So let's go to 60 Seconds with Todd. Okay, go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump won in a landslide. You cannot confirm corruption. You can't. Okay, the American people, you need to go to Georgia. And Franklin Graham could go to all 50 states. I went to Tallahassee after he went, within a week, because I couldn't make it the day he came and took a knee and prayed for you and prayed for the country. And if Franklin Graham can go to all 50 states in the Union, you can go to 6. And go to Georgia and look these Judases in the eye, and there'll be a million Trump supporters out there, and we're going to call every Georgia senator and congresswoman, man and woman, and get your butt over there to override the Chinese veto of Kemp over there, and stand with Herschel Walker. Okay, and then we're going to go to Pennsylvania, and we're going to go to all 6, and we're going to make sure that we're going to look these Judases in the eye who have scouted the time. A dead person can't vote. Okay, a dead person can't vote. A person that doesn't live in the district can't vote. Your signature don't match your ballot's illegal. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let's get to work and save the country. Please, Captain.
All righty. Well, part of the problem with that is we can't get a court to listen to the case, and I believe the reason for that is because the courts don't want to be the ones that make a decision that's going to put the people out on the streets, in particular the Democrats, because they believe they'll burn down some of the cities and do even more damage than what they did before. Now, that's my opinion.
Well, that's a distinct possibility, and it's a very sad commentary on where we are as a nation this far on now in our history. People want to know the truth. And unlike in the movie, you know, we can handle the truth. I agree. Maybe there's some weird thing going on like you're describing.
Well, that's what I think is going on, and that's why I think the courts will not decide this. And by the way, even the state legislatures, and hang on, Kyle, even the state legislatures right now don't want to hear it either for the same reason. We'll see what happens, and there are very few limited avenues left for the president. We'll see what happens.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An FDA advisory panel has recommended that the agency issue an emergency use authorization for Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. The committee voted 20-0 Thursday, with one abstention, to send the recommendation on to the FDA, which is expected to quickly give its approval. allowing the company to begin shipping millions of doses of its vaccine. Dr. Francis Collins says today's vote was the end of an impressive journey. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNN that it's a testimony to the partnership between Moderna and the NIH.
Well, it's an amazing testimony to the incredible science that has been carried forward by teams of people at NIH, in industry, academic scientists, all working together, not worrying too much about who got the credit, pulling out all the stops, figuring out how to get rid of some of the dead time that often vexes these kinds of developments, and doing in 11 months what normally takes about 10 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website, geico.com, and while you're there, you can get a cost comparison on the auto or the car. The car or the truck that you're driving, maybe you're driving a pickup, maybe you got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat, whatever you're driving, whatever it is, they can insure it. So you want to make sure that you get a cost comparison on that. And then the way that you really lower your policy is to bundle it with your homeowners or your renter's insurance, which Geico has too. And you just give them your zip code and you can do all of it by the internet, unless you want to see an agent, and then they'll set that up for you too. That's all totally up to you. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com is a website to go to, and I've been with them going on just a little bit more than 15 years now, and they've been absolutely the best insurance company I ever had anything to do with. I've only had to use them twice, and each time it's been better than the last time. And in the meantime, let's see, there he is again.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Oh, Kyle, he's doing flybys on the beach.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from Santa because everybody's getting ready for Christmas. They're glad it's finally here, basically, and so that's good to hear.
Yeah, everybody but me. Are you kidding me? Jeez, man. I just trying to get around some of the stores and whatnot. You know, there's lots of traffic jams going on down here in my area because people are just trying to go from point A to B to get to the next special. Maybe they might send some more money. All right, well, the Vice President, Mike Pence, went down to Georgia, and he vowed that both he and President Trump will continue to keep fighting.
Well, Exactly. Of course, I think they're going to fight as they should, all the way up to the very, very end. Again, you know, January 6th seems to be the date that the Trump people are looking at right now. And so, again, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to break on any of these other cases. If any court would begin to hear it, we just don't know. But it just doesn't look good. That's the problem.
Now, I got a question here from Ellie, and Ellie is up in Seattle listening to us on our stations up there, our affiliates up there, and she's saying that did you say that defund the police, let's see, did you say that the defund the police movement was talked about by Barack Obama? Are you aware of the fact that the city of Seattle was going to take $8 million from the police and use it for other reasons, but we've had a violent crime surge in Seattle, and now they're going to put the $8 million back for the police because they need them on the streets?
Well, I knew that they had taken a lot out of their budget.
$8 million, she says.
Yeah, so if they're going to put it back, that would be obviously very welcome, because the whole thing about defunding the police is a political statement. As a logistical reality, it's ridiculous. It's patently ridiculous on its face. For those who are saying, well, you know, it really is about, you know, just bringing in these other notions of people with clipboards or that kind of thing, I think it really belies the actual thrust of what the defund the police movement is all about. It's really all about literally defunding the police, and not just defunding the police, Captain, but typically in the same breath, it's close the prisons, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they're serious.
Well, close the prisons, but how about this DA that wants to let, 3,800 prisoners, some of them are violent offenders, out onto the streets?
Right, exactly. And then there's another notion that's making its way up, and that is somehow if you commit a crime, it's not really your fault. It was thrust upon you by society. It was thrust upon you by poverty and this kind of thing. I mean, talking about violent crime and so forth. So it's this kind of mentality that you're being used for political reasons will actually get a lot of people hurt and killed. I mean, this is just not funny anymore.
Huh. By the way, the Biden advisor's brother is now lobbying for a drug maker that's under investigation of the federal probe here right now. That's something else that's just popped up here in the last 24 hours, but more about Biden.
Well, exactly. And if you notice, Captain, doesn't it seem like there's a cascade effect that's starting to happen about Joe Biden? And it just so happens that it's pretty much right after the election, and as we're getting closer and closer to inauguration, the whole Trump battling the election fraud issue is major, but what's happening about Joe Biden is almost unprecedented for an incoming president.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, well, everything starts going south.
Well, Kamala is being very quiet.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reason for that, too, because she wants to be president. She's probably been told, keep your mouth shut, and guess what? You're gonna have your chance sooner rather than later.
Well, exactly. Now, obviously, you know, we know about Biden's physical issues, whatever they may be, and how they can literally affect the presidency as a matter of academic discussion, for one thing. But honestly, Kamala Harris has been, as you said, very quiet. I think it's almost eerily quiet from her, and so yeah, one would wonder, you know, what are you waiting for, or is it just she doesn't want to steal the limelight from Joe Biden? I don't really think it's that per se. I think she'd want to get out there and get a little bit of limelight too. It's a historic occurrence of having the first woman vice president in the history of the country. I mean, it is none of this adds up. That's the ticket.
Now I want to mention something about former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who has said yesterday in an interview on Newsmax that President Donald Trump has several options to make sure the integrity of the 2020 elections remain intact. One of them, he said, was seizing the voting machines around the country. Well, that's true, but I don't think that's going to happen because every state in the country didn't have a problem. We do know the swing states did, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
So, therefore, he could take those machines and forensically check them. And in the meantime, the general suggested something which just isn't going to happen because it's already been ruled out by the military themselves. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, said this earlier in the year when it was mentioned, using the military capabilities to rerun elections in the swing states. That is not, I repeat, that is not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen because the outcry about that would be impressive, to say the least.
Well, we'd be right back in the same situation where I told you the courts are afraid to make a decision because they're afraid that there's going to be a rioting in the street by not the Republicans but by the Democrats, and are going to do even more than what they did before.
Exactly right. And again, I'll echo what we talked about earlier. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine that this is the state of affairs in our country, that we can't really even know for sure what happened in an election or investigate it for fear that people are going to start burning things down and attacking people without mercy? I mean, this is a big, big deal.
Yeah, this Representative Mo Brooks is saying that the senators are shaking in their foxholes because he may have an ally in incoming Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, may be an ally for this Congressman Mo Brooks to do his Electoral College challenge. But all that means is you'll have one challenge that'll be voted on by the Senate, argued for 2 hours, voted on by the House after being argued for 2 hours. It will go nowhere in the House. It may or may not go somewhere in the Senate. But if that happens, then it falls back to the state and whoever certified the electors to begin with. And it's gotta go through a series of states, and I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna roll over amongst the swing states where we've had these problems. I just don't see it.
No, I agree. I think we may see the process play out insofar as you mentioned, the timetables of challenge and this and that, and that may play out, but it's not as far as we can tell, it's not going to start a chain reaction.
No,
time. Yeah.
No, and you know, wishful thinking on the part of many, but it just isn't going to happen. I mean, I wish it would, but it's just not going to happen. Now, these are all the little things they keep tossing out there. And I think I remember Todd said something about a million people on the street and all that stuff. That's not going to happen either because most people are over the election. They're just over it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. Again, what we need to do is work on the future. We need to change and enforce the election laws that you have.
Yeah, we need to put new ones in to make sure this never, ever happens again. And it can only be done, ladies and gentlemen, at the state level. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the snowstorm is gone now up there, but the cold weather seeded in right behind it. It's going to be cold where I'm at tonight, so get a blanket, turn the heat on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Stop by and see why they are America's number one truck stop chain. And when you go in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain and I told you to stop on by, and go get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, you'll get points for the food you buy, you'll get points for whatever you buy in the trucker store, too, and you can use those points to either save money on your next purchases or to join the Drivers Club, and in doing so, you'll be able to get things there using the points. All right, and here we go. We're going to get it started, and yeah, we're going to rock.
I believe.
That's a little AC/DC, and the song is called Money Shot. That's the way we start off the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. That have you tapping your toes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, you know, the storm is pretty much gone now. The big nor'easter up the East Coast, but not forgotten because the snow is still there in a lot of areas. Now they got to clear it out of the way. And there is some very serious driving conditions when it comes to black ice and ice that's on the roads on the East Coast. Plus, we've got some really cold temperatures in the south tonight in a lot of different places. But we'll start out in the west as we always do. And, Kyle, what's going on out there?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start out in Arizona. If you're traveling across I-40 tonight, it looks like we've got a wind advisory in that area, so be very careful. Also, as we move on up northward into Colorado area, we've got winter weather advisories. This is going to be near the Grand Junction area coming across I-70, for example. Also, winter weather advisory in the southern part of Colorado. And over in next door in Utah, Captain, as we come up I-15, if you're trucking up or down I-15, you've got avalanche watches. That's right, an avalanche watch that's going on in a large part of the state there. This is really a backcountry avalanche watch, but it's showing up on our maps tonight. It simply means that the snow levels and so forth are going to increase over the next several days, and so they are looking for that to happen. That's the potential there. Winter weather advisory through most of the rest of Utah, covering the Great Salt Lake area. And, of course, also up in Seattle, we've got continuing rain. And then also, that's going to go on for the next few days, we understand. And then also up in Montana, high wind watch continues. We had this on the radar last night as well. This covers the Helena, Great Falls area, also near Bozeman. So you've got that to contend with. And then also down in California, we've got a wind advisory tonight, Captain, as people are coming down the 5 freeway. This is going to be in the Santa Clarita area, and this wind advisory is going to cover a large part of the Los Padres National Forest, the Santa Clarita area, down into Pasadena, and it looks like that's where it's going to be tapering off for most of Southern California. We still got a lot of weather out there. As you said, cold temperatures, 33 for our friends right now in Denver, Colorado, and up in Great Falls, also 33, that's in Montana, and Idaho Falls tonight checking in at 29 degrees.
Alrighty, well, moving over into the Midwest right now in Iowa, Des Moines to the west, Fort Dodge up north towards Minnesota, and in the northwestern corner, let's see, the southwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, we've got a dense fog advisory. So if you're on I-80 or I-35 in that western half of Iowa, let's see, up there that would be I-90 in Minnesota, the southwestern corner of Minnesota over there, you're going to have some dense fog to drive through. That's because of the what we've got going on with the temperatures and whatnot. Speaking of which, let's go over into Kentucky. I'll move over there for a second because the eastern third of Kentucky, we've got a lot of winter driving conditions, a lot of black ice on the road. They're warning people tonight about the bridges and whatnot when they're freezing over because of the ice. What was liquid in the daytime, temperatures are down below freezing right now, as well as the mountains of North Carolina. So if you're coming up I-40 towards Knoxville, you're probably going to have a great adventure there going that away. So be very careful there. Now, I'm going to do a little jumping around here because in the northern part of Michigan tonight, we've got some windy conditions, a gale, a wind advisory off the Great Lakes up there in the northern tip of the peninsula of Michigan. And then moving over into Pennsylvania, we've got some icy road conditions as you get up into the mountains. Mountains going across towards New York City. Northern New York, extreme northern New York, and the northern part of Vermont tonight, you've got icy road and winter driving conditions. They had quite a bit of snow up there, and of course, things are still not all back to normal yet. And gale advisory up the east coast, the northeastern coast from, let's see, Massachusetts all the way up to Nova Scotia. That'll be going away as the storm continues to move away from the United States. And then in the south, it's going to be cold tonight. We got winds but we've got temperatures in the 30s. And the wind chill factor will really be miserable for the southeastern corner of Georgia. Valdosta, you're in a freeze warning. You know all about it. Up there in Lake City, Jacksonville, down to Gainesville. And then you got a frost advisory tonight from about St. Augustine over towards Ocala. And in my area tonight, the wind chill is supposed to feel like it's in the 30s by morning here, which is not going to be a great thing for Florida, but we'll get over it. We'll have a couple of days of weather. And, yes, I brought my winter coat tonight, Kyle.
Good, good.
So I'm ready. But in the meantime, there you go, and that's what we got. So it is wintertime, and that's what you need to expect. Now, the pilot in Flying J brings you these Truckers Highway and Bible reports, and what you need to remember about the pilot in the Flying J is pretty simple. First of all, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You go to a Flying J, and the restaurants, the main restaurants you're going to find in there are going to be either a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, in the bigger Flying J's closer to the major cities, you could find an Arby's in there, or maybe a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, maybe a Pizza Hut, maybe a Subway, maybe a Taco Bell. But even in the pilot travel centers, okay, full-service Arby's, could be a KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, again, full-service Dairy Queen, could be a McDonald's, could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Subway with their whole menu, a Taco Bell, the same, could be a Wendy's, and get this, might even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts if you're up there in New York, Indiana, or New Hampshire, where the Flying J truck stops are located right off the toll roads up there, because the Dunkin' Donuts, if you haven't been in one lately, they've got an interesting menu, and they've got soups, and they've got chili and whatnot. You know, when it gets cold, that's not a bad thing to have either, right, Kyle?
Well, exactly right. And you mentioned the free cup of coffee, Captain. You know, we think everybody's going to agree that the pilot and Flying J's, they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate. And we encourage you to go try that. And you know, Captain, as well, at some of their locations, I understand they also have Wi-Fi that you can subscribe to.
Yeah.
So when you pull on in, you're already connected.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's a great thing for the truckers that are out there when they have to take their breaks. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you hang on, and we'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.